Today, taking time to visit with Josh Heyer, superintendent from the Ogden School District. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Good morning.
What's been going on in Ogden? Here we've got, you know, October was not a bad, it was a dry month. It was very dry. We didn't really have, a lot of extraordinary things that happened and occurred for us. That was a good thing. It allowed you to continue to move forward and get some business taken care of.
Absolutely. We had a great month in October, just wrapping up some fall activities and really honestly just kind of the status quo. Things are going really well overall. It's exciting to see our teachers and all the things that they're doing and the experiences that they're able to provide for our students. Whether that be, you know, field trips that they're going on, the learning that's taking place, and or the extracurricular activities. We're having a lot of success, you know, out there. And our cross-country team is actually going to be running here at State here.
Saturday?
Yeah. And, even we had some state choir. We had four kids qualify for state choir over the last week. So overall, there's just a lot of great things going on, but a pretty standard, normal month of October.
Got our way, got through a lot of different things there. Recently visited with YSS about the lights on after school. You guys had that too. You have Kids Club over in Ogden.
Yes, absolutely. They had that event and Ethan came in and actually talked to our board and shared a little bit more about that. But it's a great longstanding program that we've had. It provides that wraparound services for our families. Mm-hmm. And YSS is, we're very appreciative of what YSS does for us.
I know that's one of those things, and you get to see it too, having a staff that's trained and has a curriculum to follow and things like that does create some viability.
Correct. Absolutely. It is a great thing for our kids and for our families as well.
As far as business for the school, outside of going to the cross-country team, it's a challenge going to Fort Dodge, but they've run that course before. They know where they're going and what they're going to be doing. So.
Yes. Yep. Everybody, we're really excited, and hopefully we got a good turnout on Saturday up
hopefully
there.
Mother Nature cooperates with them, too. We do have a couple of other things that came up. I saw Melissa's name show up on the United special meeting agenda because getting a little help on the business side of things.
Yeah, so for our listeners, we have the opportunity to do operational share, and you can share different positions that are sometimes hard to fill. And United actually had their SBO, school business officer, move on to a new position. And Melissa has kind of helped support in the past over there. Seems like it's kind of the Boone County model where a veteran SBO is training somebody else. And I'm always looking at operational share as is really a three-phase win-win-win. Mm-hmm. Is it a win for the school, both schools, so that'd be two of them, but then is it a win for the employee as well? And Melissa actually has been doing this for a number of years, has a lot of skills, and was willing to help out United. So the goal is to backfill, that they'll get somebody there, and for, you know, a year or two, Melissa will be in that op share position to really help train that person that they can go ahead and be independent in that role.
It is kind of a thing we've seen around the county here for a while, isn't it?
We have.
So, yeah. We've had Ogden's leave and go down there. Melissa came in. There's been a few transitions in there. So, and again, they do all work together too because they communicate with each other.
They do.
Just on a regular business day.
Yeah, I tell you, on a weekly basis, I think that Melissa's on the phone talking to somebody in the local area and SBO, and they're just a tight-knit group, and they really almost formed like a collaborative PLC, professional learning community, and they continue to reach out to each other and support each other, and Melissa had that when she was entering into the profession, and I think she's just an opportunity for her to give back as well.
Well, anyway, that's something that both boards have to agree to, and that's in place now. You got a couple other things? I do know, I saw, because most districts did their certified enrollment, and obviously, middle of the month, it was right after your board meeting, all the data has to go in, so you know where you're at. And certified enrollment, folks, it's not just headcount. There's a variety of different things that go into it.
Yes, absolutely.
Weighted averages.
It is, because if you look at it, our number certified might be like 692.4. And then you're like, well, how do you get 0.4 of a student? But yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into it. Really, our HR director does a lot of that, Christine Owing. But yeah, honestly, our revenue is the number of students that are in our school. Mm-hmm. And then you get supplemental weightings for different event, like if they're in a post-secondary position, if they're special education. So there's a lot of going open enroll in, open enroll out.
Yeah.
But ultimately, yes.
Bottom line on headcount, though, is down some?
We are down some, yep. So October 15th, we needed to have mm-hmm. that report. And I did share with the board at our last meeting that we are down 32 students. But really, if you look at our graduation, that graduated 60, we had a smaller kindergarten class come in. Mm-hmm. So really, that ends up being quite a bit. You get one or two families that start to move out, and quickly you start to get to that number. The good thing is that we are in a good financial position, but we're going to have to respond to this. Naturally, whenever you lose 32 students, we're just going to have to be really strategic and smart with the things that we do moving forward when we look at our overall budget.
I know, and that's one thing for patrons when they say, oh, 32, you know, that's spread out over the entire...
That's 13 grades.
13 grades, yes. Yeah,
absolutely. And honestly, it ebbs and flows. We've seen over the last couple of years, we've seen our numbers actually increase. And we ended up getting down to that 692 number. And if I look historically, that's kind of where we were back in 2021, 2022. So really, I think that we're going to be okay. We're going to be able to weather this storm.
So at least at this point in time, still have to, you get the authority. That's the big thing is you will be getting authority or seeking authority to be able to transition.
We'll be on budget guarantee, which is basically that we get 1% additional what we were because we will... Our overall revenue will be less due to that 32 kids down that will have to be just on a 1% budget guarantee.
So it happens. It happens for a lot of districts, not the Waukee ones.
No.
There are those that have the other issue of trying to keep up.
Yeah, when you're growing 200-300 kids a year, those are other issues that, they're dealing with.
We like to keep fairly close to where we're at, too. So other things that have come up, at least at the last board meeting, I think authority to handle the special ed deficit, you had almost none.
Yeah, a lot of times when you end up at the end of the year, you look at your special education. And remember, for special education, we're going to provide the services and the supports that are on the IEP, mm-hmm. The individual education plan. And sometimes that is that you're going to spend more money than what you have the authority for. So you go to the board at the end and say, hey, we were deficit spending in special education services and or we weren't. A lot of times you'll usually get six-figure deficits. But this year, we're actually only $1,500 in the hole. But nonetheless, we did take it to our board and ask for that authority, and they did grant that at the October meeting.
Okay. I was going to ask, too, because I know you had some staff positions you were looking to fill. You had people collaborating a little bit. Have you been able to find, or are you going to be looking to recruit here coming up?
Some really good news.
Okay.
I'd be able to share. So, yes, we had three staff members, Jesse Sundell, Derek Carlson, and Christina Jansen, that have really filled in and supported our vacancy in the math. Mm-hmm. And we had a gentleman by the name of Martin Nemrick. He came over and did about 2 years for Ogden and really did a great job with our robotics program, math intervention. He is originally from the eastern United States. Went home for about 3 months and realized that Boone County actually should be his home. So he applied for the position, and he's going to be joining us here in early November. So we're really excited to have him returning back and joining our staff again.
And he's helped with some of the programs, so students know him.
Students know him. Students love him. I think that the whole community as a whole is just ecstatic to have him back. And quite frankly, the three people that have been burning the midnight oil, teaching or doing their responsibilities that they have in addition to math, I think it's just going to be good for our system overall to get Martin back here.
And again, got to keep him. That's the big thing, too. And if he's familiar and likes it, I mean, yeah, that's great.
I think sometimes you think that the grass might be greener, and then when you get there, it's maybe a different shade of green.
Yeah, it might be.
But you quickly realize what you might have, and that's certainly the case here. And I'd say that speaks volumes for our students and our community as well.
Yeah, because if he's this is where he wants to be, that's a great opportunity.
It is.
All right, so November, well, you get to do that in November. Yay!
We are approaching November, so we got a lot of things going on in November.
We have conferences here. I know that. And what do you still have people signing up for them? How do you do it?
A different model, and honestly, for our listeners, I would say I'm going to defer back to those buildings. I do know that it's on Monday, November 4th, and Thursday, November 7th.
Okay,
that we're actually having that. And again, reach out or look for information coming from the buildings on exactly that model. I know our elementary is a sign-up model. Mm-hmm. High school, I'm not exactly sure what those details are. But then, honestly, just remind everybody on November 8th, which would be that Friday after conferences, we don't have school. We'll be sending out information, but just gives our staff an opportunity. They've been putting in some long days that week, and opportunity for them to catch their breath a little bit.
To do that, and that's okay.
They
can do that, too. Let's see. So that'll be going on. Other things that are coming up in November. We got a Veterans Day. Do you have...
We have a Veterans Day, and if you remember, last year was my first year in Ogden, and this is one of those things that I was so impressed with. But our junior class actually puts on a very nice Veterans Day program, and that program is going to be on November 11th. And the official program, I think it's a 9:30 to 10:30 mm-hmm. kind of walk in, look at some things, and then 10:30 will be that actual program. We certainly welcome anybody to come and participate and enjoy that experience.
It says, I know some different, some veterans organizations will do those. In Ogden, we've had the students step up for not just this, but Memorial Day as well, I think.
Correct.
They do, they put together a nice program.
I just continue to be so impressed with our students overall. You know, we have a little bit of adult leaders that are kind of facilitating mm-hmm. the learning, but ultimately the students are the ones that are really putting on that program. And there's a lot of things that are taking place in our English classrooms, all even into family consumer science. So it's a variety, interdisciplinary experience. And ultimately, I think the kids are going to learn a lot through that.
Okay. When I look back, or looked at the calendar, you generally take off the week of Thanksgiving, so end of the month, it's going to be like a whole week off.
It is, yeah. So I was actually going to give a gentle reminder over the radio here, but we actually don't have school for that entire week. Our teachers come in, and it's an opportunity for them to get professional development on those Monday and Tuesday, but students will not be in session, or school will not be in session for that entire week. So for families that might be working Monday through Wednesday that week, just a reminder that you might need some daycare.
Plan ahead. But again, nothing new. We know that that's been regular for Ogden, taking that whole week.
It's on the school annual calendar, and it's something that we've done over a number of years.
Okay. Some of the other things that people may not know about. Tell me about the green bin that you guys have.
Yeah. So our elementary school approached me and said, hey, this is an opportunity for our community to possibly gather some lightly used or gently used textiles and maybe have a second life on those. I never realized it until it was brought to my attention, but every community I go through now, I start to see these large green bins where people are collecting things. So that will actually, the board took action in October, and on the north side of our elementary, we will be placing this nice green bin. That's for our community to be able to use. They can drop off those goods, and those textiles will go in there. And in return, the school gets a little bit of a kickback. I think it's based off of the poundage that is overall collected, and that will go into our general budget. So really a great opportunity for our community to be able to get rid of some things.
Gives them a source, a location to go to. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's that means for that. And then the school wins a little bit on the back end.
Yeah. So are there some other things coming up in
Other than that, Jim, honestly, October has been a great month, and there's a lot of great things that we're looking forward to in November, you know, starting with the state cross country, and then our Veterans Day, parent-teacher conferences. There's just a lot going on, but really proud of, again, our teachers. Again, I go through and walk through the buildings and the things that they're able to provide for our students, and kids are learning a lot right now.
Okay. Did want to ask you, because I know we had talked about this last spring when the legislature was working on AEA and doing that reorganization and stuff. How's it been working for Ogden? Have you been able to find the resources you've needed?
We have, yep. It's just been a little bit different training, not necessarily training, but different mindset, I guess I would say. And we're spending more time in our admin meetings, really looking in the future on what supports do we need. And then we're spending a lot of time really planning that work with AEA on the back end. The thing that we always used to be able to say is if we needed support, we would quickly call and they would be there. And I would say that that's still the case, but it takes a little bit more time proactively playing out that plan. And then honestly, we're getting billed for some of those services now, if it's in educational or media services. So we're trying to really make sure that we don't overspend what our allotment is for that that AEA or flow through.
Yeah, because the state says we send the money to the schools to use, and you get so much, and then you need to make sure that,
correct.
Yeah. Another area for the budget there.
It is. It's something that we just continue to have a good handle on to make sure that we don't overspend in those services.
Well, getting ready for our winter activities, and I think you mentioned, again, State Choir had some qualifiers for that, and that's always... You always have some that get in there. That's always a good thing.
Our fine arts program is great. Yeah, I'm super impressed with what the students are able to do.
And we know music's going to have a couple of different concerts and things that'll be coming up as well. So we're getting into that time of the year.
It is that time of year. We're going to be transitioning from those fall activities and starting to get into those winter activities. I think we'll have I think there's probably about 2 weeks off here before we start the winter season practices.
Oh, no. Some of those are out there already doing.
I'm sure
they
are.
A lot of the football players went just right from football into starting to get ready for, get in shape for wrestling and stuff like that. So, or basketball. They're already out there shooting hoops. We know that.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
And again, that's one of the things, too. Coaches have time frames that they stay with them. But the rest of the time, a lot of it, you got to have your student leaders lead the way. So
you do. You got to have some upperclassmen leadership and really grab some of those younger kids and be able to say, hey, this is what we do here in Ogden, and really get them to buy into the culture that you want within those programs.
All right. Won't be long before you start looking at budget. He's going, no, yeah. Well, once you hit November, again, you're into the end of the year and right after the beginning of the year, the new year.
We're wrapping up a couple required reports, and I'm sure once those wrap up, we're going to be quickly meeting and starting to look at our overall budget for the upcoming school year.
Joshua Heyer, the superintendent from the Ogden School District, our guest on the program. Thanks for joining us this month.
Thanks, Jim. Have a good month.